we've now been treated to the first episode of Game of Thrones, and for me, there was one particularly shocking moment. No, not Jon flying on Rhaegal like some kind of strange theme park ride, or Theon's group of surprisingly effective Ironborn assassins. For me, the most WTF moment was the desecration of Last Hearth and its little lord Ned Umber on the wall of their great hall by the White Walkers. The White Walkers used the young Ned and the limbs of his own people to draw their distinctive spiral pattern on the wall, pinning Ned in the center. Incredibly gruesome, a horrifying thing to see, basically nightmare fuel. But then, it gets much worse, as Ned is revealed to have been raised as a wight, and begins screaming at Beric and Tormund and Ed, which continues even as Beric lights him on fire. Beric, however, comments that this is a message from the Night King, and what that message actually is has been a burning question, excuse the pun, since the premiere. So I thought I would take a look at what the pattern itself actually means, and see if we can answer this question about what the Night King is trying to say through the mutilation of Lord Umber. So far in the series, the White Walkers have drawn these macabre symbols with body parts three times. The first was in the very first episode, where the bodies of the wildling raiders that the Night's Watch Ranger Will Garrett and Waymar Royce come across. The body parts were placed on sticks and posed in a particular way that from above made it not the spiral pattern we've seen later, but a recognizable pattern nonetheless. Early on, when asked about the scene, showrunners D.B. Weiss and David Benioff answered that this pattern did not really mean anything. It had no specific meaning. Instead, it served to inform the audience that the White Walkers were not mindless ice zombies from The Walking Dead, but instead to show there's an intelligence behind these creatures by drawing some sort of pattern. The second drawing was following the Fist of the First Men, where the White Walkers and the Night's Watch led by Lord Commander Jaehaerr Mormont on their Great Range, many of the Night's Watch brothers were slaughtered, and their bodies left behind by the fleeing Black Brothers. This is where we saw the distinctive spiral for the first time, as Mance Rayder skin changer Aurel saw the mass of corpses from overhead in his eagle. Later, when the wildling forces arrived, they discovered that all the human bodies had been taken by the Walkers, yet the horses were left behind. They were arranged in this gruesome drawing of body parts, and had several horses' heads at the center, reminding us of the most violent version of the Godfather possible. Mance comments that they are ever the artists, which tells us that this is not the first time he's seen them do this, that this is a repeating pattern that the White Walkers draw with corpses. But who are these drawings intended for? In both of these examples, the drawings were outdoors, and they really only make sense from above like we see from Oro's eagle. This is a concept that may be lifted from the famous Nazca Lines of South America. The Nazca Lines are massive pieces of art built into the landscape, and you don't really see anything from the ground level. It kind of looks like dirt mounds. Once you get high above the landscape, these innocuous dirt mounds become pictures of various animals and supposedly sacred designs. It's theorized that these may be messages intended for only the eyes of the gods who may live high up in the sky, looking down on their people. A similar thing may be happening here. The Children of the Forest preferred animals to skin change into, and their most frequently used were actually birds, normally ravens or crows, as Bran showed in his scouting mission beyond the wall to find the Night King, and Aurel in his eagle. Birds are extremely useful in this role as they can monitor the landscape out of reach of enemies. So a pattern drawn on the ground that can only be seen really from above indicates that this was meant for the Children of the Forest and skin changers rather than anybody on the ground. But this was a bit confusing. For quite a while, no one in the fandom was sure what to make exactly of the spiral design. Most people pointed back to the comments by Benioff and Weiss saying that these are just more examples of the intelligence of the White Walkers. However, it was revealed in Season 6, Episode 5, The Door, at the origin of the spiral. We see it around the man that became the Night King. As he's tied to the weirwood and the obsidian is shoved into his chest, we can see around the weirwood the exact design of that spiral made of large stones or cairns. This may be the origin of what the Night King seems to be drawing, a imitation of his own creation to remind the Children of the Forest that he has not forgotten what they did to him. However, we also get another layer to this spiral motif, and that came up last season in the infamous Jon and Dany in the obsidian cave scene from Season 7, Episode 4. In this scene, it's revealed that in the Dragonstone Caves, that the Children of the Forest, hundreds or maybe thousands of years ago, carved into the rock images of the creation of the Night King, as well as the images that we've seen the White Walkers making with bodies. indicating that the Children of the Forest are familiar with these symbols and perhaps runes that are being drawn, that they speak the same language. In the After the Episode discussion, David Benioff also had this to add about what the origin of these symbols actually are.
It's supposed to be something that's very evocative of the thousands of years that have passed since these caves were first explored and the paintings were first made, and also obviously something that's quite relevant to the current storyline because it's about how these two disparate peoples united to fight the common enemy. There are a number of symbols on the walls. Some of them are supposed to remind us of patterns we've seen before. Going back to the very first geometric pattern on the show, which was the weird array of body parts that the White Walkers made. One of the things we learned from these cave paintings is that the White Walkers didn't come up with those images. They derived them from their creators, the Children of the Forest. These are patterns that have mystical significance for the Children of the Forest. We're not sure exactly what they signify, but spiral patterns are important in a lot of different cultures in our world, and it makes sense that they would be in this world as well.
With Benioff telling us that the symbols actually came from the Children of the Forest, this solidifies the idea that the gruesome drawings made of body parts are in fact intended for the Children of the Forest to see, that the Night King is drawing on their own sacred images back to them in the most gruesome way he can think of. Benioff also brings up the real-life applications of the spiral and its ancient origins in real-life religions. It can be seen going back thousands of years in Nordic and particularly Celtic cultures that this symbol has connections with ideas of divinity, consciousness, knowledge, and accumulations or fonts of power. And in some cases, ideas of the pattern of life and death itself, with each arm representing a facet of life in an endless repeating cycle of birth, life, and death. The spiral is also very special for the world of mathematics, physics, and even biology. The most famous one is, of course, the golden ratio, a mathematical concept derived from Fibonacci numbers, which is most famous for being the most efficient way of arranging matter and incremental growth, and you tend to see it everywhere in nature. The patterns of sunflower seeds, the shells of crustaceans, the way that trees grow new branches and leaves, and even on the grand scale, the spiral galaxies, like the Milky Way we live in, these all seem to follow ideas of spirals and the golden ratio. This makes a lot of sense, as the children are so connected to nature that they would obviously see this repeating pattern as well and make it a part of their culture. For someone like the Night King, though, a magical construct that seems abhorrent to nature itself and seems to be able to control life and death, he is making a mockery of one of the children's most sacred images, and that kind of makes a lot of sense. In a recent interview with Entertainment Weekly, Night King actor Vladimir Furtick revealed a key part of the Night King's backstory. He did not want to become the Night King, which many have speculated from the look of terror on his face as the children approach him with the obsidian spearhead, and also that the Night King is out for revenge. His repeated use of the spiral symbol in these bloody, grotesque ways seems very likely to be a dark parody intended to infuriate the children, much in the same way following the Red Wedding that the phrase cut off Robb Stark's head and then swapped it for this direwolf's head and then paraded the slain king in the north around with his direwolf's head as a mockery of House Stark's sigil. In the same way, this may be an attempt at the Night King expressing the true anger that smolders beneath his cold skin. In addition, while the Night King continues to draw these spiral images, a close look at his body and armor show that nowhere on him is a spiral at all. The only real identifying sigil that he and his minions wear is the sort of odd bird skull-shaped brooch that they wear at their neck. If this was meant as a personal signature, like something akin to the Stark Direwolf or the Lannister Lion, you'd assume he'd be wearing it. The spirals would be all over him. Quite the opposite, he has none. So when we get to poor Ned Umber and what the message the Night King is trying to say, the intended audience here seems to have changed. Rather than the previous outdoor displays pointing up at the sky where the children and their greenseers could see it, Ned Umber was instead nailed to the wall of Last Hearth's Great Hall so that in order to see it, you would have to walk into the building. And given that during the Door episode, he seems to have exterminated the last of the children, this makes some sense. This appears to be a message for men in particular. But how can you know that anyone would ever see it? Well, it's noted in the episode by Tormund that the Night King is somewhere south of Last Hearth on his way to Winterfell, meaning that rather than sending his forces sideways in a total genocide of the North starting at the Wall and going south, the Night King is instead making a beeline straight from the broken wall at Eastwatch to Winterfell, ignoring the Night's Watch and the other houses entirely. For instance, the Karstarks have arrived at Winterfell, showing that they have evaded the Army of the Dead, despite being not that far from Last Hearth itself. So the Night King would know there would be survivors in his wake, and most likely the Night's Watch itself running south to defend against them. The message itself also appears to evolve from these early ones. The Night King demonstrated in his choice of using Ned Umber that, much like the White Walkers seem to show in their duel against Waymar Royce, the White Walkers understand human hierarchy and how to inflict terror and maximum emotional pain. They chose Ned Umber from among everyone at Last Hearth at the centerpiece of the Spiral, and as we saw during the episode, he does not look much different than any other child. He doesn't wear a crown, he's not dressed particularly finely, could have been anybody, but instead it was Ned Umber. This communicates directly that he understands who his enemies are, and it's a visceral threat at what he's going to do when the Night King finally catches them. People like Sansa or Bran, Lyanna Mormont, Jon Royce, all these High Lords are going to be made to suffer as horribly as the Night King can imagine before he turns them into his undead slaves. There's also the idea of placing a child in particular at the center of the Spiral. This is actually something we've seen before, notably from Craster's child that was converted into a new White Walker in the center of some kind of icy construct that some have thought is the Heart of Winter itself. The choosing of Ned may be a demand of the Night King that he still hasn't forgotten about the loss of Little Sam, who was promised to him by his father, and perhaps the mythical figure of the prince that was promised as well. There's several theories out there that since the White Walkers require children to reproduce, as far as we know, that the humans may have agreed to provide these children as part of a pact or a ceasefire. In particular, the first man practice of the Lord's right to first night is something that, in particular, creates almost the maximum amount of highborn bastards that you could get, as the High Lords would go around and have their way with women. These highborn bastards in the past may have been given over to the White Walkers as a payment. Ned Umber may be standing in for these highborn children as a message, and maybe the prince that was promised in particular. It may be that the prince that was promised was actually promised to the White Walkers years ago, that at some point they would get somebody with particular special blood or some specific lineage in exchange for staying behind the wall. And a final bit of that message, the Night King may be identifying who in particular he's singling out, a specific person or child. Ned Umber is revealed in the scene to actually be undead, a white raised by the cold, icy power of the White Walkers, and then he is lit on fire by Beric's sword, causing Ned and the limbs around him to catch fire. You get ice and fire, like the Song of Ice and Fire, the name of the book series Game of Thrones is based on, and we know a character just like that. Jon Snow has the ice of the Starks in his vein, as well as the fire of House Targaryen, as was confirmed in the last two episodes. And he happens to be undead as well. But if it's not Jon, the Night King may want a child of Jon Snow and perhaps his new lover, Queen Daenerys. It's been noted throughout the fandom in the time following the episode that there are striking similarities between the burning spiral of Ned Umber and the fiery sigil of House Targaryen. They share a certain symmetry, and it actually turns out the spiral the Night King keeps drawing has seven arms to it, which it shares with the sigil of House Targaryen, which itself has the same number of legs, tails, wings, and heads on it, seven. Intentional or not, this quite clearly speaks to the role of the Targaryens in the Night King's plans. He's even stolen their dragon at this point. So the prince that was promised, the Song of Ice and Fire, perhaps this is a demand from the Night King on what will end the conflict and return him and his kind beyond the wall. His price for peace. Give him Jon Snow or his child. But unfortunately, because of the non-verbal nature of this communication, it doesn't seem that Beric or Tormund caught up to any of these messages. What they saw was an innocent child butchered horribly and then set aflame when he awoke as a monster. But if the message is received, if this is true, would Jon be able to hand himself or his own child over to save humanity? As Maester Aemon once told Jon,
love is the death of duty. If the day should ever come when your Lord Father was forced to choose between honor on the one hand and those he loves on the other, what would he do? What is honor compared to a woman's love? And what is duty against the feel of a newborn son in your arms? Or a brother's smile?
Or as Ser Davos once told Stannis,
what is the life of one bastard boy against a kingdom?
Everything.
When it is Jon's turn to make the hard choices about the value of his own life and those he loves, if the Night King comes calling for the debts he's owed, what would Jon do? So in the end, we're left with a few possibilities of what the Night King message might have been. He might be telling the children and the humans that their time may be up. He could be demanding more child sacrifices, or maybe one particular sacrifice of ice and fire. Now I'd like to hear what you think. Let me know in the comments which possibility you're a fan of. And with that, I wanted to thank you very much for watching this look at what the Night King's message in Game of Thrones Episode 1 might have been with Ned Umber's spiral. If you enjoyed this video, consider supporting me at Patreon at patreon.com/JoeMagician, where you can get perks like early videos and audio uploads, custom version of Sanrixian's amazing title card she makes for me, or at the higher levels, you can work with me on choosing a future video topic. I'd like to give thanks to some of my patrons, my brown wizard, Mr. Skillen, my blue wizard Pandora177, and my archmaesters, Nessie the Questing Beast, June the Healer, V the Archmaester of Nothing, Brendan Beefish, KCD, Johan, Nauticast, Sanrixian, Steven Stark, and Lady Shaw. I'll be putting up more videos like this throughout the entirety of the Game of Thrones final season and doing live streams directly after each episode. So make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and hit the little bell button to be notified when new videos come up. Hope to see you back on my channel sometime. Thank you for watching.